Once again, for one of our Foundation for Community Health Spotlight interviews. And what these interviews are is we hope they pass along to people out there that have heard about the Foundation for Community Health but don't know what they really do, which is incredible help to various nonprofits and agencies in our tri-state region by providing funding for very, very important programs. And so we have gotten to interview many, many different interesting people from many, many different organizations, which I think you hear about on a daily basis and don't understand the cooperation between the foundation and those organizations. And today, Joanne Bourdois, who is the chief executive officer of the Community Health and Wellness out of Torrington, is our guest. Good morning, Joanne. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you for having me.
You know, one of the things, we are a non-profit, and as a 501c3 not-for-profit, I'm so aware that people hear of different organizations throughout our region that benefits so many people in our region, and yet sometimes there's a plethora of so much help that people don't really understand what these organizations do. And let's talk about community health and wellness. First, before we get there, let's talk about you, Joanne, and your career path that has wound you up at Chief Executive Officer of Community Health and Wellness.
Sure, thank you. Well, being a CEO was not really what I started out trying to do in my career, but I certainly am happy that my career path has led me here. I am actually a nurse and have been a nurse for 33 years. I started out doing clinical nursing. I grew up in Waterbury and was at both of those hospitals for many years doing various roles, and decided I wanted to go down the management track, really because as a nurse at the bedside, I saw so many things that I really wanted to advocate and change for patients, and I felt that perhaps as a manager, my voice would be better heard. And so I went down the management track in 1995. Most of my 24-year now career has been in hospital administration up until 9 years ago, where I was offered the opportunity to start working in the community health space, and started at Charter Oak Health Center, actually in Hartford, as the chief nursing officer. I then became the interim CEO there, and then luckily I was offered a position here in Torrington that became available as my predecessor retired as the chief executive officer of the Community Health and Wellness Center. And I have just been grateful and feel blessed that this opportunity came along, and that my whole career change into the community health space was made available to me. It was like the light bulb finally went on, and I said, my goodness, why didn't I do this years ago? It's a very gratifying job to be able to serve the underserved and to really see what you do for them. The smallest of things makes such a big difference in their lives, and every day we have a story here, as I'm sure is the case with many community-based services, that the smallest thing that you do has changed someone's life in a great way, and I have a group of phenomenal staff here that help us to do that every day and to just give of ourselves to, as a way to give back to the community.
You know, it's interesting to hear your career path, because most of the times when I am interviewing people in positions like yours, believe it or not, their career path changed totally to let them wind up where they were. And it seems like you pretty much from the onset had it in your mind exactly what it is you wanted to do. You refined it a little bit over the course of time. And as we sit here now, let's talk about community health and wellness and what are the various functions that you provide to our residents.
Sure. So community health and wellness is a federally qualified health center. Some folks may have heard as the acronym of FQHC, and when they hear that, sometimes they go, what is that? So it is a federally qualified health center. We are one of 17 in the state of Connecticut, and we span from here in the northwest corner all the way down by the shore. And many of us have multiple locations. So while there are 17 of us, many of our sites have other satellite locations throughout the state. As a nonprofit and as the designation of an FQHC, we are assisted with federal funds through the HRSA, which is a federal arm of the government that helps us to staff for our programs and helps to offset the costs. Our mission really is to ensure that we provide access to health care for those that are underserved, vulnerable, and the most of our patients that we serve are beneficiaries of Medicaid. And so oftentimes where we are established, we become the safety net provider. Our models are very much built on providing convenience to our patients because, as we know, especially here in the Northwest Corner, there are barriers such as lack of transportation that prevents them from getting to appointments or getting to health care at all. And so we set up our facilities so that we have all services as much as we can under one roof, so a one-stop shop model, if you will. And for Community Health and Wellness Center, at our Torrington location, we provide primary care, dental services, behavioral health. We have some specialty services on site, which include chiropractic medicine, podiatry, and we have a great certified diabetes educator and registered dietitian who helps us with chronic illness and management of those illnesses through management of diet and healthy living type things. We also have an on-site pharmacy that delivers for our patients as well, and we have a Quest Lab on-site as well, so that patients who need their prescriptions filled or need their blood work done can have that done before they leave us after their visit. Our Winstead location, which was just completed in 2019, offers the same services with the exception of having a pharmacy on site, but we offer dental, medical, behavioral health, and we also have a Quest Lab there. And so our model is really based on providing quality health care in the most convenient way for our patients and looking at those social determinants that might pose barriers for them to receive their care. And federally qualified health centers in general really operate under the mission that quality needs to be a right and not a privilege. And we hope that, you know, patients who otherwise are unable to access health care because of their insurance status can do so safely and with quality of care delivered in an FQHC setting, as we turn no one away, regardless of their ability to pay for their services.
We are speaking with Joanne Bourdois, who is the CEO, even though I like chief executive office better. CEO sounds a little personal, of Community Health and Wellness. Just listening to you speak and listening to all the programs that you offer, not only at one location in Torrington, but also at location in Winstead, you have obviously, over the years, yeah, you didn't start out this way. You have added more and more and more of these programs. And this, folks, is where I think we'll insert the foundation for community health. Because what I have found out over doing these interviews over the course of time and speaking to the people of the Foundation for Community Health is they are the ones that take an idea and help provide the funding to enable that idea to happen. Am I accurate in saying, is that how the foundation has helped you as well?
Absolutely. And the Foundation for Community Health really has a grassroots history with community health and wellness from when we started as a two-room clinic on the campus of another community-based organization. And Nancy Heaton was instrumental in helping, again, my predecessor to advocate to establish the center and provided funds to start up the dental service and other trainings that we had to put in place, and really actually sat in a room with my predecessor to help us write policy. So Nancy and the foundation is such has been a critical and such an essential partner in helping us to get where we are. And then yet again, recently has worked with me and offered us an award of funding that's going to help us. And I'm so excited about this because it has been almost a mission of Nancy's and also, you know, a dream of mine to be able to do this, but to branch our health center out into the town of North Canaan and further north there to help North Canaan and surrounding towns really gain access to health care. And so the foundation recently awarded us a $1.3 million grant to help us get started with that. we were able to purchase a property in North Canaan, and we're at the stage right now of just trying to source some additional funding so that we can actually get the construction going. And if it were not for the Foundation for Community Health, I'm not so sure that we would have gotten this far into realizing, you know, our dream of allowing our health center to provide care where it is going to be critical and essential over the next couple of years, given that primary care providers, there's a national shortage, and just the rurality of where we live in this beautiful part of the state, but with a lot of concern for what happens over the next 3 years through attrition when primary care providers are retiring, especially in the rural parts of the state where access becomes a bit challenging. So we are so grateful to the foundation for being able to help us get started with this project. And it has been really, it's a mission of mine to get there, you know, and we're going to, and we're, Nancy and I are determined. And so we have a wonderful history with the foundation and a great collaboration.
Once again, our guest this morning is Joanne Bourdois, CEO of Community Health and Wellness, listening to you talk. One of the things that is always said about American healthcare, and it really hits home here out here, is not the fact that we have incredible healthcare in our country and in our state, but it's the access to healthcare that has always been the problem. And you pointed out, we found out locally in Kent lost their is about to lose their medical practice. Of course, North Canaan lost a medical practice when Bruce Ginelli retired. It's harder and harder for these towns to provide the access. And this is not a monetary thing. It doesn't matter what demographic you're in. If you don't have access to health care, you can have all the money in the world and not be able to be healthy.
That's absolutely right. And that is really what has driven us to saying, you know, how can we help as a community health center? We not only provide health care, but we're also a partner in the community to really take a look at things such as, what is going to happen, you know, when the remaining primary care providers decide that it's time for them to retire after many years of providing service? And certainly everyone has that right to retire, and it's what we work for. But it is going to mean that access to health care, and especially quality health care, is, you know, going to be a real problem. And it drives so many other factors economically and otherwise in terms of, you know, who areas like the Northwest Corner can attract. So if you're older and concerned about your health care and cannot easily access your doctors or providers or specialists, it becomes a real consideration as to where you want to land, when you retire, where you want to reside. It is, the Northwest Corner is one of the most beautiful parts of our state, and, you know, the big gap is right now just ensuring that we can attract people to see the beauty of it and want to live here. And part of that is you do become concerned with, where are my doctors going to be, and how far do I have to travel to get there? And so we're hoping through this effort that we can help eliminate some of those concerns, and that we can help with, again, as you stated, just access to health care. FQHCs typically are concerned with where we establish ourselves because, again, we become safety net providers. But in the Northwest Corner, for this particular project, it's more about providing health care in general. And just as you said, Marshall, it doesn't matter what kind of insurance you have, you know, how much money you have. It's really just about making sure that there is health care in that area.
Once again, Joanne Bourdois is with us. If people want more information on what you do, what is your website? Is there a telephone number also people can call?
Sure. Our website is www.chwctorr.org. We just redid our website, so hopefully it'll be easy for you to navigate and find some additional information there. Or you can call our main office number at 860-489-0931, and we'll be happy to provide anyone any information that they would like regarding our services.
And I'll remind people that in just a few minutes, this interview will be up online on our RobinHoodRadio.com on-demand site. Just go to the interview section. You can click on the interview, and you can also click on the Community Health and Wellness logo there, which will take you directly to their website, but there's also more information on that site as well. Well, Joanne, thank you for taking some time for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it, and I think, once again, you point out a very important factor that what you do is provide access to health care, and it's, of course, an important part that the Foundation for Community Health is involved in so many different ways in also helping that access to health care. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Marshall. Thanks so much for having me, and have a great day.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
That is the deal here, folks, and that's why we are doing all these interviews in cooperation and in conjunction with the Foundation for Community Health. Once again, these interviews can be heard on demand, all of them, RobinHoodRadio.com. Click on On Demand, then click on the link on the right-hand side of the page, Foundation for Community Health.